Well, Acts 15 is where we will be spending this Thursday with New and 22. And what we read about here in Acts chapter 15 is that there is a debate about whether non-Jewish people or Gentiles had to be circumcised in order to be followers of Christ. And Paul and Barnabas go to Jerusalem to talk about this, and they have a big meeting, and during this big meeting, Peter sticks up for those non-Jewish Christians and says that God purified these Gentiles' hearts by faith, and that they're saved by grace, not by following this portion of the Old Testament law saying that they needed to be circumcised. So Paul and Barnabas back up Peter on this, and they talk about the miracles that God has done through the new Gentile converts. And then James jumps in and makes a motion not to make circumcision mandated, but to ask Gentile converts to agree to four very specific stipulations that drove the Jews crazy, that the Gentiles did. They were directives given to the Jews before the law was given to Moses. So what they did is they decided that they were going to ask these Gentiles to abstain from food that was polluted by idols, to abstain from sexual sin, to not eat forbidden meat from strangled animals. And I know that sounds weird, but it's an Old Testament thing. And also the fourth thing, eating blood, no rare steaks for them. They were not allowed to eat rare steak or blood. Ingesting blood was a huge no-no according to Jewish law. So they have these four things. They're like, okay, they don't have to become circumcised. But James says, I think they do need to do these four things or not do these four things. And so they decide as a group to send a letter to the Gentiles back in Antioch regarding this. So this guy named Barsabbas or Judas, not the Judas, not any of the other Judases that we've talked about up to this point, he and Silas joined Paul and Barnabas to deliver it to Antioch. So chapter 15, and this is where I want to land today, is chapter 15 ends with a disagreement between Paul and his ministry partner Barnabas. You see, Paul decided he wanted to go travel to check in on all the Christians that he and Barnabas had ministered to, and this big argument happens. So basically what happened is Barnabas wanted to take John Mark, and we've talked a little bit about John Mark before, he wanted to take John Mark with them, and Paul was very adamant about not taking John Mark because John Mark had, I guess, deserted them on another mission. And so they split over this. Barnabas took John Mark with him, and Paul took Silas with him. And so here's the thing. Paul and Barnabas worked so well together. They did a great job ministering to God's people, and countless people, we would assume, turned to Christ through their ministry, and then something got in the way. And that something, in my opinion, was pride. And this happens in churches so often. And I've just got to tell you today that we are so blessed to have a unified leadership at our church. The pastors are unified. Pastor Derek and I, we disagree on a lot of things, but we're unified. And we have a great relationship that's based on being unified. Our staff is unified. Our board is unified, and more than ever, the people of Celebration are unified, and I'm so excited about what God has been doing and is getting ready to do in the people of Celebration. But I think that it would be naive for us to just sit and soak in the unified front that our church is showing right now, because pride is always just around the corner, and pride destroys Christian unity, destroys Christian communion together with other believers. And let me just ask a couple questions. What if Paul and Barnabas would have just decided to talk it out instead of both of them digging their heels in and wanting it their way? What if Paul and Barnabas decided it would be good to meet with John Mark and to talk about Paul's concerns and to give John Mark an opportunity to make things right with them and to clear the air? Here's the thing. We as Christians are called to do better than the world when it comes to disagreement. And God's people should make unity non-negotiable when it comes to non-essential things. One more time, God's people should make unity non-negotiable on things that are non-essential. Unless they're big theological differences that are based on what truth is, Christians are called to be in unity. The Bible tells us that as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. I can't help but wonder how much more effective that Paul and Barnabas could have been if they just would have checked their pride in at the door. Think about your relationship with other Christians. Ask yourself, what things are worth digging in for? And what things do I need to choose unity over the way that I want things? We all have our opinions. We all have our things that we enjoy and don't enjoy, and those things that we prefer, our preferences. But let's all be committed to unity in the body of Christ. And I think we can learn something from Paul and Barnabas. We can learn how not to do it when it comes to disagreeing with other believers on non-essential things. I'll be back with you again tomorrow.